Say, that's a nasty looking
wound.
Uh-huh. You ever have trouble with your horses cutting themselves on barbed wire?
Yes, sir.
And having a wound not heal and getting that red stuff around it?
Yeah. We used to call that proud flesh.
What'd you do for that?
Well, we just used about anything we could think of on it. But, we got, I believe we learned to use what we called I've forgotten the name of that stuff. But it would heal that up. Now what that is, really, it's the fat nature provides it to try to close that wound.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuff just keeps coming out there, but still the skin won't go over and close
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember what we done for that. I've had a lot of trouble with it.
I know it's a miserable thing. If a person, what expressions do you use for dying?
You mean a person to die?
Uh-huh.
Well, we just say he died or he passed away.
Uh-huh. And if you want to find out the cause of death, what would you ask?
What was wrong with him? What was the matter? We used to say that used to be a common expression. We use the word, what's wrong with him now?
Would you ever ask what he died?
What he died with? What ailed him?
And then the body is taken to the undertaker and he puts it in a
casket.
And it's taken to the church for the
funeral service.
And then after that, it goes to the
Cemetery to be buried.
And if it's a man and he's left a widow and she wears black, you say she's
in mourning.
And somebody might come up to her and say, now everything will be all right. You might just as well relax. Don't
weep or don't, we'd say don't weep. But we just as well not to say that. That's a term that never sticks.
That's right. If you want to let her know there's no need for her to be concerned about the future.
See, now don't worry about anything. Just take everything calm. I was always a pretty poor hand for consolation, to console anyone. I just can't find words, you know, to express anything that...
That's my trouble. They all sound
that's reasonable. They sound too unreal. It doesn't help to tell a person that's lost a loved one not to weep, not to worry.
Mm-hmm.
Why, they ain't capable of doing that, you see. I don't think, if they really love them.
Now I'll ask you about some diseases. What do you call that one where your joints get stiff and painful?
I believe that's rheumatics or rheumatism.
Would you find that in the hand, too, where the joint?
Yes. You can find it anywhere in the body, I believe. I have it in my hands right now. Little joints.
Is that ever called anything else?
Yeah, they call it, oh, tell that for wife, she knows. What do they call it when your joints get
there.
Stiff?
When you do what?
Your joints get stiff.
Oh, well, it's arthritis.
Arthritis, that's
it. Yeah, it is. I had it in my hands.
Oh, dear. I know a man who had that in his back. It was just like a poker. He couldn't bend his back.
I have a pinched nerve or something in the back of my neck, too, but
yeah.
It's worse in my hands than what's in my knees, too.